Welcome back to Condor Currents. I'm your host, Skylar, and we're diving deep into the latest currents flowing through computer architecture research and RISC-V innovation. This episode is brought to you by Condor Computing, high-performance RISC-V processor IP from Andes Technology, the world's leading RISC-V processor IP provider with 30% market share and over 12 billion SoCs shipped. Learn more at condorcomputing.com. Today, we've got some fascinating archive papers on branch prediction, optimization for graph workloads, and a head-to-head comparison of ARM versus x86 laptop processors. Plus, we'll cover some exciting news, including Jim Keller's latest venture, Metcalfe architecture history, and India's new homegrown dual-core RISC-V processor. Let's get started. Our first paper today comes from Upasna and Venkata Kalyantava, titled Optimizing Branch Predictor for Graph Applications. Now, graph processing is absolutely everywhere these days. Think social networks, recommendation engines, knowledge graphs, you name it. But here's the thing that makes graph workloads so challenging from a CPU perspective. They're incredibly unpredictable. Unlike traditional applications that might access memory in nice predictable patterns, graph algorithms are constantly jumping around following edges between nodes. It's like trying to navigate a city where every street randomly connects to any other street. Your GPS would go crazy. The authors point out something really important here. While everyone's been focused on fixing the memory hierarchy bottlenecks in graph processing, and rightfully so, because cache misses are brutal with these workloads, there's been less attention paid to branch prediction. But think about it. When you're traversing a graph, you're constantly making decisions. Do I follow this edge? Is this node already visited? Should I continue down this path? Each of these decisions translates to a branch in your code. And if your processor guesses wrong about which way that branch will go, you get a pipeline stall. That's like having to slam on the brakes every few seconds while driving. The paper argues that improving branch prediction accuracy could unlock significant performance gains that we've been leaving on the table. This is particularly relevant for modern processors like those in Andes Technology's RISC-V portfolio, where efficient branch prediction is crucial for maintaining high instruction throughput. What's exciting about this research is that it recognizes graph applications as a distinct workload class that deserves specialized optimization. Traditional branch predictors are designed for more conventional code patterns, but graphs break those assumptions. The irregular control flow and data-dependent branching in graph algorithms create unique challenges that could benefit from predictor designs tailored specifically for these access patterns. Next up, we have a fascinating comparative study by Mustafa Mir Ozilmaz titled A Comparative Analysis of ARM and x86-64 Laptop Class Processors. This paper dives into the architectural differences between Apple's M3 and AMD's Ryzen 73750H, and it's way more than just a benchmark shootout. The author takes a deep dive into the fundamental design philosophies that separate these two worlds. Let's start with the instruction sets themselves. AR64, which is ARM's 64-bit architecture, follows what we call a load store design. Think of it like a very organized warehouse where you can only move items between specific locations. You load data from memory into registers, do your work on the registers, then store the results back. Every instruction is the same size, which makes instruction decoding much simpler and more predictable. x86-64, on the other hand, is like a Swiss Army knife that's been evolving for decades. You've got variable length instructions. Some are tiny, some are huge, and you can operate directly on memory without always loading into registers first. This gives you incredible flexibility, but it also means your instruction decoder has to work much harder to figure out what's going on. The paper explores how these fundamental differences ripple through the entire processor design. When you have fixed width instructions like ARM, your instruction, fetch, and decode logic can be much simpler and more power efficient. But when you're dealing with x86's variable length instructions, you need more complex circuitry to parse them, which consumes more power but can potentially pack more work into each instruction. What's really interesting is how this connects to the broader industry shift we're seeing. Apple's success with the M-series processors has shown that ARM's approach can deliver exceptional performance per watt in laptop-class devices. This is exactly the kind of analysis that's valuable for companies developing RISC-V processors, because RISC-V shares many of ARM's architectural benefits. Clean instruction encoding, load store design, and efficient decode logic. The memory hierarchy analysis is particularly revealing. The M3's unified memory architecture versus the Ryzen's traditional setup represents two very different approaches to system design, and the performance implications extend far beyond just raw compute power. Now let's dive into some industry news that's been making waves. First up, Ahead Computing has introduced what they're calling a breakthrough CPU architecture for general-purpose computing, and they've got Jim Keller on board. For those who might not know Jim Keller's legendary status in our industry, this guy has been behind some of the most influential processor designs of the past two decades. We're talking about AMD's Zen architecture that brought them back into competition with Intel, Apple's A-series processors that revolutionized mobile computing, and Tesla's self-driving chips. When Jim Keller joins a project, people pay attention. Ahead Computing is being pretty secretive about the technical details so far, but the fact that they're positioning this as a general-purpose computing breakthrough suggests they're not just targeting a niche market. Given Keller's track record and his recent focus on accelerated computing, I'm really curious to see if this involves novel approaches to heterogeneous processing, or maybe some innovative take on processor design that bridges traditional CPUs with specialized accelerators. The timing is interesting too, because we're at this inflection point where the traditional CPIQ roadmap is hitting physical limits, and everyone's looking for the next big architectural innovation. Whether this involves new instruction set architectures, novel memory hierarchies, or completely different approaches to parallel processing, having Keller's expertise behind it means this could be something genuinely disruptive. This also highlights the ongoing innovation in processor design, where established players like Andy's technology continue advancing RISC. Five architectures, while new companies explore completely different approaches to computing challenges. Speaking of architectural evolution, How2Geek published a fascinating retrospective on MaxCPU architecture transitions, titled Deja Vu, A Brief History of Every MaxCPU Architecture. This piece really puts Apple's recent ARM transition into historical perspective, and honestly, it's a masterclass in how to execute processor architecture migrations. Think about it. Apple has now successfully transitioned through four major CPU architectures, from Motorola 68000 to PowerPC in the mid-90s, then from PowerPC to Intel x86 in the mid-2000s, and most recently from Intel to their own ARM-based silicon with the M-series processors. Each transition could have been a disaster, but Apple has consistently managed to pull these off while maintaining software compatibility and user experience. What's remarkable is how each transition was driven by different strategic needs. The move to PowerPC was about performance and future roadmap concerns with Motorola. The switch to Intel was about power efficiency and thermal constraints that were limiting laptop designs. And the latest ARM transition was about controlling their own destiny and optimizing the entire hardware-software stack. The technical execution of these transitions offers valuable lessons for the broader industry. Apple's approach to emulation layers, developer tools, and gradual migration strategies shows how you can successfully move an entire ecosystem from one architecture to another. This is particularly relevant as we see growing interest in RISC-V adoption, where similar migration challenges exist. The article also highlights how Apple's vertical integration strategy, controlling both hardware and software, gives them unique advantages in executing these kinds of architectural shifts. It's something that other companies are trying to replicate, and it's part of why we're seeing increased investment in custom silicon across the industry. Finally, we've got some exciting news from India, where they've unveiled the Dhruv 64, a homegrown dual-core 1 GHz RISC-V processor. This is being developed as part of India's broader push for technological self-reliance, and it represents a significant milestone for the global RISC-V ecosystem. The Dhruv 64 is targeting embedded and IoT applications, which makes a lot of sense as a starting point for a new processor design. Starting with embedded markets allows the team to focus on getting the fundamentals right. Instruction execution, memory controllers, peripheral interfaces, without having to immediately compete in the ultra-competitive high-performance computing space. What's particularly significant about this development is the geopolitical context. India's focus on developing indigenous semiconductor capabilities reflects a global trend where countries are recognizing processor design as a critical strategic capability. RISC-V's open instruction set architecture makes this kind of development much more accessible than trying to license proprietary architectures or develop something completely from scratch. The dual-core design at 1 GHz suggests they're targeting applications that need modest compute power but benefit from parallel processing, things like industrial control systems, smart infrastructure, or IoT gateways. This is exactly the kind of market where RISC-V has been gaining significant traction because the licensing costs and design flexibility advantages really matter. From a technical perspective, developing a dual-core processor involves significant challenges in cache coherency, memory consistency, and inter-processor communication. Successfully implementing these features demonstrates serious engineering capability and suggests that future generations could scale to higher core counts and performance levels. This development also adds to the growing global ecosystem of RISC-V implementations, joining efforts from companies like Andes Technology, which brings valuable competition and innovation to the space. That wraps up another episode of Condor Currents. We've covered some fascinating research on branch prediction optimization and ARM versus x86 architectural analysis, plus exciting industry developments from Ahead Computing's Jim Keller partnership to India's new RISC-V processor. Condor Currents, brought to you by Condor Computing, part of Andes Technology's RISC-V processor IP portfolio. Don't forget to subscribe for your daily dose of computer architecture insights. And check the show notes for links to all the papers and articles we discussed today. Tomorrow we'll be back with more cutting-edge research flowing through the architecture community. Until then, keep those pipelines flowing!